Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're going to ask Evangelist Maybel Edmond to take us to the throne of grace.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and with praise in our heart. Oh my God, we are so thankful unto you for what you have done in our lives, for how you have saved us and brought us out of a world of sin. Oh my God, we praise you today, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you go with us today, Lord, that you will have your way and let your will be done. Bless in a special way, Lord. Send thine anointing, Lord. Oh, my God, send on strength and power, Lord. Help us, Lord, to go forth in you, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Help us,
oh,
Lord.
My God, we know you're able today, Lord. You know what we have need of, Lord. You know all about us today, Lord. We want to serve you, Lord. We want to live for you, Lord. We want your will to be done in us,
Jesus.
Continue to bless us. Bless your people, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail and your blood cover, Lord. Wash us ever with whole, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to send thy word. Continue to send thine anointing. Let your word reach some soul. Bless them more, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Help somebody to be saved. Help somebody to give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. You can do everything, Lord.
Take
full control, Lord.
Control,
put
your
words in our mouths. Help us to speak your word, Lord. Jesus. Bless us, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord. We
look
want a blessing,
Lord,
from you, Lord. Jesus. My God. Look upon your people everywhere, Lord. Throughout the world, Lord. Touch your people. Give them strength, O Lord. Help them to go through their tests and trials. Help them to stand, O Lord. Jesus, we know you're able to help, Lord. We're coming to you today, Lord, because you are our help. You are our strength. Oh, my God, you are our very present help in trouble. Oh, Lord, take us through, Jesus. Bless us in a special way, Lord. Jesus, have thine own way today.
Have your way, Lord.
Let your will be done, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Help us,
we want to please you, Lord. Jesus. Stop by here for a little while,
Lord. Jesus.
Send thine anointing, oh Lord.
Help us,
Jesus, to let you have your way, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
want
Jesus.
Your will today, Lord. Not our will, Lord. Let our will perish. Help us, Jesus, be led of thy spirit. Put your words in our mouths, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. Let our speech be seasoned with grace. In the name of Jesus. My God, continue to bless your people, O Lord. All those who are listening, O Lord. We want you to touch them, O Lord. Give them strength, O Lord. Heal today, O Lord. Save Jesus. Fill with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Look upon your people everywhere. Bless, Lord. Take your people through, O Lord. Help us to go through. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We depend on you to take us through and to help us to stand in these last and evil days, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord
Jesus.
We believe your word, Lord, and we believe you for the blessing. We believe you for thy spirit. We believe you for your anointing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, continue to send thy word, O Lord. You're going to speak here at the hour. Pray that you will have your way, let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. The service is now back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today and those who are tuning in online. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer. And Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida, with his beautiful wife, Mother Marshall, Mother Janice Marshall. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who prayed that beautiful prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she hails from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, in Camden, New Jersey. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. Our opening scripture is taken from the 71st number of Psalm, and I'm going to start at the first verse. That's the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, 7-1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Thank God for doing of his word. The 71st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 14th verses. And I'm going to sing his song. God loveth me. God loveth me. When nothing else would help, God loveth me. God loveth me. God loveth me. When nothing else could help, God loveth me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, and now safe am I. And I know God loveth me. Oh yes, it did. God loveth me. When nothing else could help, God loveth me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stayed within, I was thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water he lifted me, and now safe am I. God's love lifted me. God's love lifted me. When nothing else could help, when nothing else could help, when nothing else could help, God's love lifted me. Amen. I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell so that she can have words and introduce our speaker.
Thank God for that beautiful selection. God's love lifted me.
Hallelujah.
We were down. God's love came and lifted us up. We are thankful unto the Lord for that. I thank God also for the scripture that was read. David was praying for perseverance. He had trusted in the Lord from his youth up.
Yes.
How many of you know that the Lord will be with you when you're young, and he'll be with you when you're old?
Amen.
I'm a witness to that. Glory to God. I thank God for the beautiful selection and the passages of scriptures that was read. God is good, and we ought
Amen.
To praise his name and lift Amen. Him up for the great things that he has done in our lives. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is so wonderful, and
Amen.
He's merciful. He's a merciful God. Sometimes things go wrong in our lives, and I tell you, we might get off track and stray and go another way. But God is so merciful that he will come and touch your soul and help you to get on the right track. That's
Amen.
The God we serve. He's a loving God, and he is a merciful God. So we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for all of our listeners today, those of you that have tuned in and those of you who have been faithfully tuning in and hearing the word of God and thanking God for the word and for his anointing. God bless you. He's got more for you. Just keep
Amen.
On tuning in and see what else God has for you. So
Amen.
We thank God so far for this service thus far. And at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will be bringing the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. I'm giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Thankful to the Lord for blessing us to see another
yes.
day. Amen. It's a blessing indeed to be on the Lord's side, especially these times that we're living in, these uncertain times. It's
yes.
a blessing
yes.
to be on the Lord's side and to know that you have a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. My soul is rejoicing. My soul is praising God for all the wonderful things that the Lord has done.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Welcome and a warm welcome to you as you are continuing to support us and to pray for us. We thank God for you and for your love. Amen. Praise God. And we again welcome you to this show on today. Praise be to God. I feel
Amen.
Good down in my soul. I thank God because he converted me and sanctified me
and
gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I feel honored that the Lord called me out of a world of sin.
Yes.
Praise God. And he cleaned me up. And he
yes.
filled me with the Holy Ghost. He put his spirit within me.
Thank
and
you.
And I know that I know I'm not worthy of it. Hallelujah. But God,
thank
with
you,
his
Jesus.
Great love toward me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His
thank you, Lord.
Toward me, forgave my sins. Oh, yes, he did. And he called me out of darkness into
yes,
his marvelous light.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
I can't help but praise
thank
my
yes, God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't help but glorify him for all that he's done for me.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Oh, thank praise you. Be to God. He's done so much.
Amen.
I just can't tell it all. But I can tell some of it, but I
yes.
can't get it all out. But I can say of a truth, the Lord has done great and mighty things for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whereof I am glad my soul is praising God on this afternoon. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is worthy of all praises. He is worthy at all times. I do thank God for Evangelist May for praying that beautiful prayer. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija for hosting
yes.
the show and for all of their support. Amen. It's a blessing indeed. Yes, it is. Praise be to God. So I just thank God for
thank
all
you.
His mercy and for his grace. Amen. I thank him. I praise him. And I lift up his holy name.
Amen.
At this time, We're going to go ahead on and get to the Word of God. And so if you would like to read along with us in the scriptures, please feel free to do so. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before I get into those scriptures, I would like to ask you, if you will, please put your mind on the Lord and turn your heart toward receiving the Word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. Thank you, O God, for your goodness toward us. And we call on you right now, Lord, asking you to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, Lord.
Yes,
send
Lord.
Forth your word this afternoon, O God,
Lord.
And let your word have free course. Send your anointing, O God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but have your way, and let your holy will be done. We are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, before I end this prayer, there's someone who's listening right now who wants to hear your voice. They want to hear you speak to them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I'm asking you, God, to speak to them. Oh, my God, grant them that request, that they may know that of a surety you are the true and living God, and there is none other beside you. We believe it right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for prayer, because God moves. He works. He does wonders. He answers. He shows up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prayer works. Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. Let us go to the Word of God now. If you will notice with me, Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and verse 6. I just have a few verses of scripture on this afternoon that I would like to read. Amen. And tie them into my title, Praise the Lord. And the scriptures, I will give you those, and then I'll come back and give you the title. The first scripture will be Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6, and then St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 47 through 51, St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 10 and 11, St. John, 11th chapter, verses 25 through 27, and then St. John, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 21. Amen, if it be the Lord's will that we get to these scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that the title for today is God Gave Us the Very Best He Had.
All right.
And the theme to focus on during the word today, the message, is that love. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God gave us the very best he had.
Yes.
All right.
That love. Hallelujah.
That love.
Isaiah 9 and 6 reads, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God gave us the very best he had.
Yeah,
and Isaiah started off saying about Jesus. Hallelujah. St. John 47 through 51. Verse 47 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Hallelujah. St. John 10:10-11. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The
yes.
good shepherd, life for the sheep. Hallelujah. St. John 11:25-27. Jesus says unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Hallelujah. Believest thou this?
Yes.
He says unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the
yes.
Son of God, which should come into the world. St. John 3:14-21. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For
yes.
God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, evil. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. I'm
yes.
reading this next verse. Verse 20.
That's all right.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank
God for the reading of his word. And
yes.
as I often say, the word of God is so powerful. The
yes,
word of God is packed with nutrients, spiritual
yes.
nutrients that we
yes.
need for our souls every day. Oh, hallelujah. And God gave us the very best he had.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
Isaiah, we refer to him as the evil-eyed prophet,
yes.
the one who prophesied of things way into the future. He began
yes.
to prophesy in Isaiah 9:6, saying, for unto us a child is born,
mm-hmm.
unto us a Son is given. God
yes.
gave us his Son,
Amen.
The most precious gift of anyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His only begotten Son. He gave us Jesus.
Yes.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Yes.
And his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Yes.
He so wonderful. Oh, yes, he is. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And these are just some of the things that were mentioned concerning the Son of God. But when Jesus came on the scene, he began to make mention of how God showed his love and
yes.
what God had given to the world. He said in the 6th chapter of St. John, saying that he is that bread of life. Oh, yes, Lord. God gave us the very best he had.
Yes.
And that love. God loved us so much.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. That he was willing to give up his only begotten Son to die in our place. That we don't have to die,
mm-hmm.
but that we can have everlasting life if we
yes,
only
Lord.
Believe in the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus began to tell those who were standing around how that their manna in the wilderness, God sent bread down from heaven.
Yes.
And they were able to eat that bread, but that was not the bread of life. Praise
Amen.
Be to God, because they ate that bread and they died. But
yes.
Jesus, he is that bread of life.
Yes.
And he is described in the 50th verse, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Lord, thank you, Lord. God gave us the very best he has. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. You see, God gave us. He has. And here's Jesus bringing out everything that he is to us. He's the living bread that came down from heaven. And all we have to do is eat of this bread. And if we eat of this bread, Jesus
yes.
declared, we will live forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. And Jesus, he not only wants us to have everlasting life, but he wants us to have abundant life. And
yes.
in the 11th chapter, glory to God, or rather the 10th chapter, he began to talk about the thief. Down, he wants to depress you. He wants
Amen.
You to have nothing. He doesn't want you to even live. Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Jesus said, I am come that
Amen.
They might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God gave us the very best he had.
Yes.
And the only begotten Son of God just kept on giving. And
yes.
that's love. Oh, thank you, Lord. In
thank
the 11th
Lord.
Chapter, Jesus, he had gone to the place where Lazarus was, the brother of Mary and Martha. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus began to say to Mary, to Martha, glory to God, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh,
yes.
praise be to God. Look what God gave us, the resurrection and
yes.
the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he lives. Oh,
yes.
yes.
Glory, hallelujah. God gave us the very best he had. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
Do you believe Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus asked her, believest thou this? And she shouted out to the Lord, saying, yea, Lord, I believe. That's all you have to do. You just have to believe the Lord. Mm-hmm. Believe, and you can be saved. You can have everlasting life, and you won't die. Hallelujah. You'll live forever. And she said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
With that, God began to manifest him. God would do for us if we only believe. The third chapter, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
Verse 16. This is a very familiar verse to so many. That he gave his only begotten Son. And everything that we could ever need is included in that package.
Amen.
If you need him to be a healer, God gave us the very best. Hallelujah. You need a specialist. For your soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
God gave us the very best he had. Oh, yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
He did.
If you need a counselor, God gave us the very best he had. Oh, glory be to God. Whatever you are in need of, if you need a savior in your life right now, God gave us our Savior. He gave us his Son, the very best that he had. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever you desire to you, if you need him to be a friend, if you need him to be a confidant, if you need him to be a teacher,
yes.
If you need him to be your guide, God gave us the very best he had.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And we ought to be so grateful for what the Lord has done.
Amen.
God showed his love. He loved the world so much so that he gave us his only begotten. God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you just believe on him, you are not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He hasn't believed in the name of Jesus, that great name, that name that's above every name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. If you don't believe, you're condemned already. But that's not what God wants. God wants to forgive your sins and take away the condemnation and give you light that you may have life. And Jesus also declared, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is everything.
Everything.
Glory be to my God.
Yes, Lord.
The very best.
Yes, Lord.
None can compare with Jesus. None can compare. Oh, hallelujah. God gave the very best he had. And I want you to know that love.
That's love. Yes.
That love.
Yes. Oh,
glory be to God. If you didn't know love before, this is love. amen, that Jesus would die in our stead. Hallelujah. We're the ones who deserve to die.
Amen.
We, as the sinners of this world, deserve to die. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his life. Oh, praise God. We don't have to die. We don't have to be in torment forever and ever for all eternity. But we can have everlasting life. We can be with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. We may not have everything we desire to have while we're on this earth in the natural, but Lord knows we can have abundant life while we're here. Glory
Amen.
To God, because that's what Jesus intended for us. That's what he came for, to give us that abundant life.
Amen.
And after this, everlasting life, eternal
right.
life.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have the best of both worlds. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
The very best. We have the very best.
Amen.
We have to embrace it. We have to accept it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's
yes.
worth it. It's worth
yes.
denying
yes.
ourselves. Oh, yes, Lord. Taking up our cross and following Jesus, because
mm-hmm.
we have the very best.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I'm reminded of the rich man who went to Jesus and wanted to know what he lacked in order to inherit eternal life. He wanted everything. He had riches and he wanted eternal life also. Oh, praise God. But the answer that he got wasn't the answer he was looking for.
Yeah.
And he was not willing to give up what he had on the earth to receive the very best. Hallelujah. Because what God has to offer, nothing down here can compare to it.
Amen.
Nothing can even
Amen.
Come close to it.
Amen.
And what he thought he had, he thought it was valuable. He thought
yeah.
it was worth holding on to. He thought it was better. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he was wrong about
yes,
that. Oh, glory be to God. Nothing down here can come close to what God gives us.
Amen.
God gives us the very best. Hallelujah. Yes. He calls us to walk on the street paved with gold. Glory
yes.
be to God. The pearly gates. Thank you, Jesus. The crystal
yes.
rivers. Oh, praise be to God. A robe and a crown of life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All of this God has to offer.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. The very best.
Very
best. Can't get any better. You won't
right.
find anything that can come close to what God has already given us.
Amen.
According to Jesus, if we believe, we have eternal life abiding in us right now.
All right.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Just believe. He said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
All
Amen.
Right.
So we have everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Do you believe on the
yes.
only begotten Son of God? Do you believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God?
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe love that God showed to the world? No one was left out, but the Lord God, he gave us his Son, and Jesus
yes,
gave his life for the whole entire world. He
mm-hmm.
didn't exclude anyone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But everyone is included. Hallelujah. Will you accept this love? Will you receive this love? Oh, praise be to my God. today, this afternoon, you can receive the love of God. You can receive this salvation that God has given to everyone who believes. Are you willing to repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you and to save you? Are you willing to forsake all and follow after Jesus? Are you willing to embrace the very best? Hallelujah. Today, if you are willing, God will do it for you. Yes. Anyone who has anyone who is out there needing something from the Lord, God is willing and more than able and wants to do it for you. Hallelujah. Today, you can receive everything you desire of God if you can only believe. At this time, we're going to ask you to turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord, that we may go to God in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
believe in God together. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would take us to the throne of grace. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
You're so worthy.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And say, Lord, I believe and I accept your
word, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you gave your life, Lord. You gave your life that we might have life, Jesus. Help somebody to accept that life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God, look on the souls of men, oh, Lord. Those who want to do what's right. Those who want to change from the way that they're going. We want you to touch them the more, Lord. Continue to touch their hearts and
do
minds,
right
oh,
now,
Lord.
Jesus.
Help them continue to speak your faith, oh, Lord. To call
Lord.
Upon your name. In the name of Jesus.
Name
help
Jesus.
Them to run to you, Lord.
Yep.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My God, we know you're able. You're able to save to the utmost.
You're able, Lord.
Save, Lord. Be able, Jesus. Light out of transgression.
Let them out,
Lord. Be forgiven. Move, Lord.
Move
in the mighty way, Lord.
Move
let
spirit.
Your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Move in a miraculous way, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We know you can do it, Lord.
You can
look
do
on to those, oh, Lord, that have a broken heart, Lord. Oh, my God, we want you to touch them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. To cry out unto you, Lord. Oh,
yes.
Lord, you are able, Jesus.
You are able, Lord.
Have mercy, oh, Lord.
Have mercy,
continue,
Jesus.
Lord, to send thy word and send thine anointing. Oh, my God, continue to anoint the speaker of the hour. Continue
Lord,
to have your way in her life, Lord.
Have your way, the Lord.
Continue to bless this ministry, Lord. We
bless
thank you
Jesus.
For this ministry.
Thank you right
thank
now.
Thank you for our outlet, Lord. We thank you
Jesus.
For your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what
Jesus.
You're doing, Lord. We
thank
you for you, blessing, Lord. We thank you for the souls, Lord.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for all things, Lord. And
thank
we
you.
Believe you for more things, Lord. You said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, believe that it shall be done.
Yes,
you said
Lord.
We could ask anything in your name, Lord. And you
yes,
said,
Lord.
I will do it. I take you at your word. I
thank
believe
you.
Your word today. I believe your work today.
We believe
yes,
Lord.
I believe your movement, Lord.
Glory.
I thank you for making a way, Lord.
Thank you right
thank
now.
For opening up a door, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
name,
you.
Lord. I give glory to thy name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you,
thank Lord.
Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Touch somebody's heart right now, Lord. Help them to break up that stony heart. Help them, Lord Jesus. Help them to call on your name, Lord.
Help
you. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, Lord. Help somebody, Lord. Right now, Lord. Touch that heart, Lord. Jesus. Touch
yes,
that
Jesus.
Mind, oh, Lord.
Lord.
Help
yes.
somebody, Lord, to give it over to you.
Help them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon the souls of men, those who are sick and afflicted. Oh, my God, those who are fighting cancer. Jesus, we know you are healed, and we know you can deliver, Lord. Heal them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy today, Jesus. Oh,
mercy,
Lord, touch those souls. Those who are going through the coronavirus, those who are suffering right now, Lord, I pray that you save such as should be saved. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Look upon all of those who are listed on the prayer list. You know them one by one. You know them name by name, oh Lord. We want you to touch and heal them, Lord. Heal their souls, oh Lord. Heal their minds. Heal their bodies. Look on those who have gone astray. We want you to bring them back into the fold. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. And
thank
we give
you.
Praise and glory honor to thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank
Hallelujah.
God for that wonderful message that came to Evangelist Hameen. Truly, she preached out of her soul. Amen. Glory to God. The anointed word of God that came through her.
Amen.
That love. That love.
That love.
God had mercy. He had mercy. He gave us life. He gave his life for our life. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, I just thank God. That message is a powerful message. And
yes,
if you receive it into your heart right now,
glory
to deliver your soul.
You, yes.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be inside the church building, but wherever you are, just give your heart to Jesus right now.
Yes,
and
right
Jesus,
now.
He will touch your soul.
Yes,
and
he
will let you know that he's real. And you can go on and seek the Lord and
Amen.
Serve the Lord. God will do just what he said he would do. He'll save
Amen.
You.
Yes.
He'll save you to the utmost.
Yes,
but you
is.
Gotta give it over to Jesus. Let Jesus fix it in your life.
Amen.
Just accept the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus did it for all of us.
Yes.
He did it for me. He did it for
yes.
others. And
yes.
he'll do it for you.
Yes,
but you
is.
Gotta turn it over to Jesus and let him fix it. Let him work it out for you. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful,
thank
beautiful
you.
Message. I thank God for it. Wanna encourage you, Santa Tommy, just keep on. Keep letting the Lord have his way.
Amen.
Glory to God. I believe yes, God
sir.
Is moving.
Glory.
And I believe somebody is
going
to receive the word of God. And God will manifest himself. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you for your word, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that bread of life. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
He is so good. So good. He didn't have to do it. When I think about what God has done for me, how
yes.
he brought me up out of a horrible pit,
tell
it. Lord, changed my life.
Yes.
I'm so glad about
so
it.
So glad.
I didn't have to do it. But God, being a merciful God, looked
yes.
down on my soul
thank
with
you,
a pitiful eye, and he
oh,
had
yes.
mercy on me, and he drew me in with his bands of love. And bands of mercy.
Thank
I'm thankful unto the Lord. I bless his name for what he has done for me.
Yes.
Glory to God. He can do it for you
Amen.
And anybody that believe on him, as the scripture has said, out
Amen.
Of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord. I thank God once again for the word of God coming through even as I mean. Stand to you, keep preaching the word of God, and keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. At this time, this part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that prayer as well coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying that God gave us the very best he had, that love. And truly, that is love. You know, if you know someone, if they give you something, they might have two of one thing, and something might be broken, and they might give you the broken one to keep the best for themselves. But God wasn't like that. He gave us the very best that he had, his only begotten son. And truly, I'm grateful today. I thank God for the word, like I said, and also for that anointed prayer. Thank God for both of you. In your ministries, truly, I'm enjoying this time with you. Being just I feel honored just to be on this broadcast with you all, and I just thank God for all of the listeners today. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School1ONE. And you can, or you can email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. You can tune in by phone every Sunday or at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7:00 p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763.
1-800-273-8463. Or you may tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School. Add it to the prayer list. We have Arlene Almonte, Johnny Almonte, DeMonte, and Mr. Bruce Anderson. Mr. Bruce Anderson is DeMonte's uncle, and DeMonte is Cassie's son. Amen. We also have Mr. Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Marika Assetti, Mr. Angel Assetti Sr., Carmen Assetti. We have Pastor Patricia Smith and the Bereaved Smith family, the Bereaved Hill family, Tawanda Latrice. Pray for her. She has COVID and is having trouble breathing. Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Walters, Sarah Ann Maddox, and the Bereaved Walker family. We want to continue to pray for Elder Crockett and his wife, Sister Crockett, Miss Tia, Julie Dixon, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Erica Hameen, Zion Judea, and David Hameen. We want to pray for Michaela Cohen, her mother, her father, her grandparents, and her children, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, who is currently in the hospital or was in a hospital procedure, she's still there, Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Jerry Bennett, Elder Jerry Paldo, Anthony, who has COVID and his mother was asking for prayer. We want to continue to pray for Sam Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad, Rosa Mendez Gonzalez, Louis Savage III, Delisa Johnson, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Thelma Johnston and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. And we want to continue to pray for the Bereaved Simpkins family, the Bereaved Tyler family, the Bereaved Tennessee family, the Bereaved Calloway family, the Bereaved Diggs family, the Bereaved Tanner family, and all the Bereaved families. We want to remember Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, Crawford Weston children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on, and the phone number is 602-580-9377. Again, that's 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-337. The access code is 346-9155. You can catch Elder Barry Johnson on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like X, elephant, X, so WDEX 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Holmes and Evangelist Annette Bradley are on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night, and the phone number is 339-209-6891, and I believe Wednesday will be a special service. Again, it's 339-209-6891. And Pastor Richard Jackson, his 32nd pastoral anniversary is going on right now. And there will be a teleconference service tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 508-924-2348. Again, that's 508-924-2348. And that's 7 o'clock p.m., and I believe our Vice President, Pastor Marshall, will be preaching tonight. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, You may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, that powerful prayer, anointed
Amen.
Prayer
yes.
coming to Evangelist May, and also for the announcements and for our host for this show on the afternoon, Evangelist Khadija. I just
Lord.
Thank God because my soul is yet rejoicing and just
yes.
thinking about the love of God and what God has offered us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And God didn't have to do this, but I'm so glad that he did. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That love is not comparable to anything else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to my God. I thank him for loving me one day and looking down on a wreck like me. Praise be to God. And a scripture comes to mind in Psalm 81 and 84 and 11. Psalm 84 and 11. Just
right.
thinking about this love of God. And I just want to read that scripture. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The mm-hmm. Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No
yes.
good thing.
Amen.
The very best.
Yes.
He held nothing back, but
Amen.
Gave us the very best he had. Hallelujah.
Yes, did.
And when I think about that, glory be to God. And how precious.
Hallelujah.
It's just so wonderful. To
Amen.
Know that God gave me all of that.
Yes.
Why not live for him? I Amen. Owe him everything. Praise God. I just thank God. The word of God is still stirring in my soul. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. I'm just so grateful. I thank God for his blessings. I thank God. And one thing that others may not understand is that when you have a work to do for God,
yes.
you want to do everything you can to do that work. Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to put off today for tomorrow. But what you can do today, you want to do it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God, because what I understand is that tomorrow is not promised to us.
Amen.
So why wait? Glory be to God. Because one of these times will be the last time. Why
Amen.
Not give God your very best? Amen.
Amen.
Why not give him your all
Amen.
And hold nothing back? Glory to God.
Yes.
Don't hold anything back. God didn't hold anything back from us.
All right. No, he didn't.
Why don't we give him our all? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for what he's done in my life and what he continues to do. And I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in and for listening so faithfully, praying for us, and loving us. I thank God for you. And I want
Amen.
You to know that we are praying for you, and we are so thankful to the Lord for you.
Amen.
And we are so glad for your support. Amen. We love you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this radio broadcast and for how the Lord brought this into fruition. Amen. He's the one who set this all up. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm so thankful that God did this.
Yes.
And I just thank him. I thank him. I thank the Lord. And I want to give him more thanks, because
Amen.
Sometimes we don't thank the Lord as often as we should.
But get into the habit of giving thanks to the Lord for everything. Once again, we thank God for the broadcast. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, we'd like to ask Evangelist May if she has anything additional she would like to say.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that word again. That's love. Look what Jesus
Amen.
Did. Somebody said it's Valentine's Day. Well, look what Jesus did for us.
Glory.
I love him. Yeah,
all right.
Me. That love, what he
yeah.
did,
that's
he
love.
Gave his life. And I tell you, that's a wonderful thing. So thank God for it once again. And we look forward to you tuning in again on next week on Friday at 7 p.m. and also on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May. And Kadita, do you have anything else?
Well, God gave us the very best he had.
Yes.
He gave us the very best he had. He gave us his son, the most special gift of anyone. He gave us the very best he had. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he did. I thank God for giving us the very best he had. And I thank God for that song that Kadita sang earlier about God's love lifted me.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
how I went on into the message.
Amen.
Yes.
So we thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, Evangelist May. And
God bless
you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.